We're going to look into John 17. Yes, it's on. Okay. John 17 and verse 1. After Jesus said this, he looked towards heaven and prayed, "Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him." Let's pause here for a while. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the fulfillment of that promise, the seed of the woman. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can sing, "I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine." Father, we pray that you would just speak through me, open our hearts to receive your word, and grant, Lord, that the time used will be well spent. We pray in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus. We sang this song, "I am my beloved, and my beloved's mine." And I thought, how fitting is that song? It goes along with what I want to say. Because in John 17 and verse 2, to the end of the verse, it says, "All those you have given him." And as a result, we can sing the song, "I am my beloved," because we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 17, 2, it said that. In verse 6, and to the end of the verse, it said, "They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word." In verse 12, and coming on to the end, "I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. Somehow, there is within there, that verse, something where the Lord Jesus is saying that the Father gave us to his Son. Looked over it several times, but right now I'm not going to spend time looking for it. It's wonderful to belong to the Lord Jesus. It's wonderful to know that we are given to him by the Father. That is a plan worked out before the world began. And the Lord Jesus Christ was happy to do that. Happy to have us. In that, he is the good shepherd. Those who the Father gave him, he protects them. And we see that in verse 12. I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by thy power, by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one. And so, he's asking for protection. In verse 13, it said, I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they might have full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the word has hated them. And so he is praying for their protection. And he is... Somehow I'm a little off here. Anyway, we have the Lord Jesus Christ as he shepherds his people. We have him setting a good example. And that example that he sets, it's in chapter 13 and verse 14, where he shows humility. Humility of washing the disciples' feet. That is a good example for us to follow. The humility of our Lord Jesus Christ. In 13:34 and 35, a new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. That's another good example by our Lord Jesus. So you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. The Lord Jesus Christ, he set that example in that he went to the cross. The Lord Jesus said to his disciples, greater love hath no man than this, the man should lay down his life for his friends. And our Lord Jesus expects that we should not only show humility, but we should also love one another. In verse 6 of chapter 17, he said, I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. The Lord Jesus is fulfilling what was said in Isaiah chapter 9 and 2. He is that light to the Gentiles. He grew up in the area of Galilee, where there were many Gentiles, and we read in the Gospels where many Gentiles believed on him. At one point, the Lord Jesus said, he wished that his own people had the same faith as that particular Gentile in whom he was speaking to. And he was the revelation. Because of that, that woman believed on the Lord Jesus and she also believed that he came from God. On the other hand, we had Martha, who was a follower. And in chapter 11 and 27, this is a time when her brother had died, and the Lord stuck around where he was for a few more days. And when he reached the scene, she was wondering. She said, "You know, if you were here, my brother would not have died." And in verse 27, after the Lord spoke with her, she said, "Yes, Lord," she told him, "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God." And so to her was revealed, because of who the Lord Jesus was, because he was willing to do his Father's will constantly. And as a result, she believed. On the other hand, in Mark 8 and verse 29, when the Lord Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" Peter was able to say who he was. And as a result of the life that he lived, constantly following the will of the Father, Peter knew who he was. He said to Peter, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood has not revealed it, but my Father." See, the Lord Jesus Christ was the image of the Father. And as a result, wherever he went, even though the majority may not have believed, there were those who had the revelation that he was from God. In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3, it said he was the image of the Father. Verse 11 of chapter 17 is when he prays for his own. He said, "I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world." Oh, let's go up to start at 9. "I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I'm coming to you." Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. And so the Lord Jesus Christ prays for his own. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14, the verse said that the Lord Jesus Christ is the great high priest. "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, in chapter 7 of Hebrews and 25, it says, therefore, he is able to save completely I'm thinking of the verse where it says he continually intercede for us. Huh? Okay. Yeah. Therefore, he's able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lived to intercede for them. And in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19, it said we are to come with boldness. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, opened to us through the curtain, that is his body. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswerving to the hope we profess. And at this point, we can end, because we can enter into the very presence of God, because we know that we have a high priest who is willing to listen to us. It was Peter who said, cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. So let's do that.